the Twin Cities Latin Jazz Orchestra. The group performs at Jazz Central Studios Friday night, February 24th from 8 till 10 p.m. Mac Santiago is here. He's the percussionist for the group. And Mac, when this group plays, it plays more than covers, but uses its originality as well.
Oh, absolutely. We're always in the mode of asking people to contribute if they've been or so inspired to, and they've got things that kind of fit this genre. And our lead alto player Pete Whitman said, "Oh, I got a great arrangement of Andres Prado tune Chincha." Andres is a guitar player who has had numerous residencies here in the Twin Cities over the years, and a wonderful, talented cat. And Pete had an arrangement of his tune Chincha. It just played really well. Pete's a great arranger, it's been one of the funner tunes that we play. I always enjoy it.
Mac, you're the percussionist for the Twin Cities Latin Jazz Orchestra. In Latin, there's something called clave, which distinguishes it from standard swing jazz.
Yeah, that's correct. The counterpart in swing is basically just the 2 and 4 idea. You know, ding 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 ding. Now in Latin music, clave. Which is this rhythm, tack, 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 tack. That clave is sort of like the skeletal idea that everything kind of falls into. All the rhythm kind of falls and fits on clave. So that's basically how Latin rhythm is constructed, and the different layers of whatever and the different rhythms that are created are based on the clave.
Thanks, Mac. Jeff Sen is a trumpeter for the Twin Cities Latin Jazz Orchestra.
Most of us grew up here in the North Midwest, and we grew very accustomed to the swing infrastructure in our rhythmic concept as we were playing, and so playing in those bands becomes very second nature. But there was a definite growth process for us to learn the clave infrastructure, even if we knew what it was, but to become as comfortable reading in that style has been a real growth process for the band.
You must be achieving your goal, because you're getting original pieces and original arrangements written by local people that your band is taking to right away.
That's a good point, Phil. And one of the arrangements, it's actually a D'Angelo tune, who's a great rhythm and blues genius. I mean, it was a tune that I've always dug, and it sort of had this sort of Latin flavor. We decided to go ahead and commission an arrangement for the band of that tune, and commissioned my son, Javier Santiago, who's a really good arranger. And now we have an Afro-Cuban version of the D'Angelo tune, Spanish Joint.
Mac, you're not only the percussionist for the Twin Cities Latin Jazz Orchestra, you're the executive director of Jazz Central Studios. What's the vibe like in the club?
It's a listening room. And in the strictest of sense, it's small. The performance area is about 1,000 square feet. There's rarely any talking going on. It's like a small concert venue.
The Twin Cities Latin Jazz Orchestra plays at Jazz Central Studios in Minneapolis Friday, February 24th from 8 till 10. For information, it's jazzcentralstudios.org. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.